Go do this, the new mama tells me, and I do it, just because. Look in that cupboard, because maybe there's something in there. Maybe a mouse, or maybe not. Maybe it's just a shadow from that old pea pot in there. The new mama isn't sure, but I better do it, just because. I know just because. Just because means I am a girl, and a girl needs to know about things, like keeping whites from colors in the wash bucket, and why you sweep before you mop, and about keeping your legs crossed all the time, and how to rub a skinny little chest with Vicks while you're wiping a nose. Two things at once, that's what you do. Keep your cow from running in the road at the same time you're trying to get all these peas shelled for supper. And do be quiet while the new mama talks, on and on. You better listen when I'm talking, because I'm not going to say it twice, Charlie Ann. Put on some beans, and why don't you mix up some biscuits nice and high like your papa likes them? And how come these underpants aren't ironed right? They're rough as shingles. Don't you listen to a thing I say. I turn and look as far as I can see. No, ma'am. The new buttercups bloomed this morning. Can't you hear them? They are singing, and I can hear their tiny voices calling out to me. And the bees are buzzing inside that apple tree so loud I can hardly think about the laundry that still needs hanging. But the loudest voice is the river that races right across our fields. It says, "Hurry, Charlie Ann, hurry." It says it all the time. This is how we got so many babies around here. One morning, when I am small, I walk out to check on our cow, Anna May, and nestled up against her is a new little calf with eyes as dark as a full jar of molasses. I pull my milk stool over and sit and watch Anna May and how happy she is nuzzling her first baby calf. And I get to thinking about how I would like to have little babies in the house for me to play with. So I will have more than just Thomas, who is too old, and Ivy, who tells on me all the time. So I pray to the angels that they will bring my mama a baby. I pray awfully hard, because Anna May's calf is so gosh darn cute, and he just about splits my heart like an old melon, and before I know it, we have two babies in our house, split-splat. First, Peter, and then, before I know it, another baby, Birdie, who will not eat anything but biscuits, blackberry jam, and lemon drops. Mama gets all tired and worn out from her new babies, and she gets a cross look when I ask if she wants to go to our favorite spot by the river. My prayers keep on strong as rock, because before I know it, there's another baby, the one who takes Mama straight to heaven as soon as she is born. I stop praying to the angels after that. Prayers are powerful things.